My God, we have finally come back, Manos.
Yes, we have risen.
We have risen indeed. Some people wanted me to talk about. We'll talk about Rises for a bit at the beginning, but if anyone's curious why we were gone, needed a break. I was restarting school. Manos was sick.
I've been working a lot.
Yeah, we both have been working a lot. This is what happens when you work at a mall and back to school starting.
Ugh, I know, it's terrible.
I mean, granted, I'm in the stock room and barely see those people, but I hear the Vietnam stories from the people who come back for a break. They're like, this fucking mom, man, wants 10 pairs of fucking shoes. She tried to claw at me, man. I'm like,
I had a customer. He was an older man, and I don't know why he started getting into a conversation with me about when he was a young man. He was a salesman, and he worked shoes. He used to sell shoes, and he would tell he told me that he sold men's shoes, and then he sold women's shoes, and he said one of the advantages about selling women's shoes is that you could look up their skirts. And, this guy's 70s, I guess. And I don't know why he's telling me all this. Because I guess he thinks I want to hear it. And,
You look like you need a golden nugget of greatness, Sonny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was an old guy, and he's like, I saw some really ugly pussies in my life.
Then don't get them.
And he goes, yeah, I'm not making any of this stuff. And he goes, you ever heard of that singer, Sophie Tucker? Ugh, the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And, you want to be part of our email club, sir?
No, you don't, because he'll start forwarding shit to the company.
Yes, why don't you enlighten me with maybe some assholes you've seen, or...
Is there any chance you do heroin? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. So...
That guy must have been fun back in the day.
Oh, yes.
Jesus. You win, by the way. I don't know what contest we were having, but you won it.
So, yeah, that was seriously a conversation I had with a customer.
That's why I'm so glad I'm a stock clerk. I don't have to have that.
Have some kooky fun. After you watched this video, since you're on YouTube, probably watching this, word search Sophie Tucker. And you can see the woman that my customer looked up her skirt and thought that was an unattractive vagina.
As again, if, you know, again... The eye of beauty, it's in the eye of the beholder, so we don't know if that's even accurate. I mean, for the sound of it, this guy had a good chunk of whiskey in him from the sound of it. Like, when I'm that guy's age, I'm going to be that way.
Yep.
I know I will, because a few of my grandparents are.
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I remember that time I was helping Winona Ryder.
Why was she shot in the breast?
She shot that ping pong ball right in my face.
It was really awkward and unprofessional, but I got points.
That's why I have this glass eye.
I take it out because I carry more whiskey in it. Aren't you all glad we came back, everyone? Okay. Now...
Okay.
Even before we talk about Rises, I'm going to do this real quick. We all know a horrible tragedy happened in Aurora, in Colorado. The man responsible is so low that hell doesn't envy him. Whatever he gets is... if we shoot him in the sun, not worth it. More punishment. He deserves all the punishment we can give him and more and more and more. Terrible thing, but people have helped out. We're going to mention a few of them in the news stories. But yeah, rest in peace to those people. All my heart goes out to the family of the victims. I actually have some family up in Colorado who went up to Aurora to help with relief and stuff, bring things, show support, all that. So, and I want no one, I don't want any conversation about this guy brought up. If you even dare comment on the shooting or the guy, your comment's going to be deleted. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I said I was done 2 days after it happened. Okay. So, Mattos, you did a review of Rises, and some people are still confused of what you thought of it.
Yeah, I know. Some people think I didn't like it enough. And it's like 4.5 RAM chips. I think that was actually very fair. I was very close.
I was giving it 4 stars. Or whatever.
I was very close to giving it 4. And then, you know, then I had a conversation with King about it, like, the day before. And it was like, oh, okay, those sequences were really cool. Okay, I'll give it a 4.5. But, yeah, I mean, some people need to chill out. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I feel absolutely no pain in the money I spent, aside from a few people who were a little shaken by the machine gun fire in the movie, who left because of, you know, the nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
My theater experience was priceless, as always.
Yeah.
Because, okay, first off, someone showed up in a toy Iron Man helmet. and we had two guys yell something at the screen. The first one was near and dear to my heart. Teal'c from Stargate SG-1 was in the movie.
As
mercenary number 4. And he, like...
Oh, he was the best one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's the one who gets, like, lines and shit. Like, you know, he gets to get beaten up by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And then someone yelled out Teal'c from the back. But the best one was, and the movie's a few weeks old, so I'm sorry. There are spoilers. I'll even make sure to mention there are spoilers about it. But Ra's al Ghul, like an illusion of Ra's al Ghul, shows up, right?
Yeah.
And then from the back, someone yells out, "Holy shit, it's Qui-Gon Jinn!" People died. Like, there were a lot of, like, you know that scene with Loki and Hulk and Avengers?
Yeah, yeah.
That got better laughs.
I'm sure that got the biggest laugh in the theater when that movie was going on.
I mean someone yelling Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant the... To be fair, the way I worded that, I'm like, that probably makes no sense now that I said that phrase.
That's true, that was very confusing. But
I have poor grammar, leave me alone.
But, I don't know, what Logan said in his review about people not applauding or reacting too much, it's like, yeah, that's kind of true in my theater experience. I mean, people were kind of, they were just kind of quiet watching it. Maybe they're all blown away by the severe awesomeness, but...
There was a kid next to me who was just flabbergasted.
Yes. When you're flabbergasted.
Like, no, Batman, right. No! I could, he wasn't screaming it, but he was saying it at normal voice level. I'm like, don't worry, kid.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. I mean, Dark Knight got a lot of, you know, like gasps and applause and shit like that. And I don't remember Rises getting the same kind of reactions.
No, again, like the movie itself didn't generate too much. It's all the same.
Well, it's because the movie is just so, it's so impatient to get to the next scene. Almost.
Yeah, it definitely kind of suffered from, we're making this a big finale.
Yeah, so let's get to it.
Let's get to it and do all the cool shit. And agreeably, a lot of the quote-unquote cool shit is indeed cool shit.
There's tons of cool shit in this movie.
Yes, but there's a few funny nitpicks you can have. For example, the one that's constantly batted around. Why does Bane sound like Sean Connery through a walkie-talkie?
Maybe he's come to destroy Alex Trebek instead.
I'm coming after you, Batman, but first I must find Trebek. Like, did you get that at all? Like, I slowly was getting that.
I've done your mother, Batman.
did that come to you at all, though, Sean Connery?
The Connery voice? No, yeah. Not really. I to be honest, I didn't think so much of the Connery voice. There were random scenes where I couldn't understand what he was saying. Now, like, there are some
maybe three instances where I was a little lost, but I caught it on. I'm like, that's probably what he said.
Well, the big speeches, I understood and reversed.
Well, they have to make sure you could fucking hear those.
Yeah, but there are some, like, you know, small scenes where he says something like, I totally went over my head. I don't know what the fuck he just said.
However, my favorite line from him is the one where he just says, that kid has a beautiful voice. Well, he says it like that. They had to put that in there because that's just awesome.
That was a really good line.
That's a beautiful voice. Yeah.
Let's see. I was about to say something about something.
I'm sorry. I'm distracting you.
That's okay. Here, keep talking about stuff, and I'll think of it.
Let's see. One thing that kept kind of the more and more I thought about it, it really annoyed me. Okay, again with the spoilers. So Batman has no money. And then Bane takes him to, you know, the prison where he was, and they have this whole kind of setup on that.
Yeah.
That part's good. How the fuck does he get back?
True. And how does he get through all that government blockade? I mean, he's Batman, so.
Here's the thing, though. It's that Bane, like, oh, by the way, in case you escape, I left this care package for you. Like, how does he have this? How does he get through? Like, here's the thing, and someone gave me some good points here.
Oh, yeah. I love it when fans tell you all this bullshit that they pull out of their ass, like how it happened. Like, oh, you should have totally got that. It's like, no. It should have been in the film somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, here's the thing. They're like, oh, he probably stuck on a plane. I'd accept that if they showed it.
Or suggested it.
Yeah, if they even, like, mentioned it. Or someone was like, well, maybe he, because there's that whole thing with the ice.
Yeah.
Which luckily didn't lead to any horrible ice puns. someone explained that he somehow got off that way, but here's the thing. Just mention or show it, and I wouldn't have been going insane.
Yeah. Although, you know, it still bothers me how quickly he heals. Because his back was severely injured. I mean, wasn't there a vertebrae sticking out of his back or something like that?
How long was he even there?
3 months. And
I don't know if that's long enough to heal that.
Yeah, and plus, all he had was this old guy, like, pushing on his back in the most unsanitary cesspool in the world.
Hey, that is how all miracles occur.
I guess
so. Some random old guy starts helping you.
I mean, the second, like, he fell on that rope, like, he was trying to crawl out, and, like, that rope caught him, it's like, well, why isn't he dead? That should have fucking killed him. I mean,
then it would have more of John Blake, Manos.
Yeah,
You would eventually, like, explode.
Or fall asleep.
Maybe.
The John Blake Adventures.
The John Blake Adventures? I'm writing that.
You can join the Super Friends. That would be great. Wouldn't that be great?
Meanwhile, at John Blake's apartment.
Yeah. Superman! Wonder Woman! Batman! Aquaman! And John Blake.
Who the fuck is Mexico? My script.
Yep.
Let's talk about him for a minute.
Alright, he sucks.
I don't know anymore.
Coulson, Agent Coulson from the Avengers could kick his ass.
Of course, he's a trained S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Who fought...
He could kick many asses.
Who died fighting a god.
And won.
And, yes.
died, but he technically had the last laugh.
Yeah, he shot a god with a gun to save another god.
And had an awesome one-liner to follow.
Yeah.
There's no contest.
Meanwhile, John Blake took out two truckers.
And Teal'c from Stargate.
So,
which is pretty cool in my book, but we're not using the same book.
Man, if they fought, it wouldn't be funny. It wouldn't even be close.
Yeah, totally. Here's the thing.
Yes.
I'm not going to diss Gordon Levitt as an actor.
No. He was fine.
Nothing
wrong. Any problems I have with John Blake has nothing to do with the actor. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a terrific actor, and the material he's given in the film, he's very good, and he's very convincing. But his character is boring, and it's a pointless twist at the end.
Yeah, I think the end thing, I would have just been like, oh, he was okay. He was like, to me, he was, I'm fucking Rachel from Begins. I wasn't that excited, but I'm just like, you know what? She was harmless. If they didn't have that thing at the end, Blake probably would have been the same, except played by a way better actor.
I think maybe a better, maybe a better twist would have been maybe he was really Rachel Dawes in disguise.
That'd be awesome. He just peels back a mask like in The Shadow.
Yeah,
that'd be Bruce be so fucking confused.
That would be an amazing twist. That would be a better twist.
That'd be great. We're so editing that twist somehow. it's going to take heaven and earth, but I'm going to get C.C. Scorsese to help me out.
Yeah, it pulls off, like, his face mask, and it's Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, so it'll be great. Like,
fuck you!
Well, to be fair, I'm still upset. The ending I kept rumoring didn't happen. It cuts to black, and then George Clooney wakes up.
Oh, I'm just like, what the hell was that?
That was a weird but very good dream.
No more gin physics with Stacey Keibler anymore.
Yeah, hey, what do I have to do? Oh, you have to fight the Scarecrow, played by Jeff Goldblum. All right.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm getting a giant paycheck. tell me that... Come on, Clooney was obviously aware. This paycheck's worth it, though.
This is the best paycheck ever. Who cares?
Yeah, you know he said that at least three times on set.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, what I was trying to remember what we were talking about. We were talking about fan reactions to people not being totally blown away by the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this review online where the guy was criticizing the audience in the movie theater.
What?
Yeah, he said they weren't doing their job, not reacting enough.
You're an idiot. Here's the thing. The only time you should be pissed at an audience is if you're stuck in an Adam Sandler movie and you hear one giggle. If you hear even the slightest giggle, you are in hell.
Man, I don't know. It's just like, that stupid audience not reacting enough.
How dare they?
I don't know. How dare they react the way they reacted? I don't know.
That's like going, how dare they not get a gallon of milk? They only get a half gallon. They need their fucking calcium. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Maybe everyone was tired.
Yeah. Wait, did he go to a midnight screening?
I don't know.
If he went to a midnight and he sees people are tired, here's a book called Common Sense. Beat yourself with it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wait. The Thomas Paine Common Sense?
The Book of Common Sense.
Oh, okay, the Book of Common Sense. Okay.
I'm talking fast.
Okay, no, it's just like the Thomas Paine book is like kind of a pamphlet. I mean, I don't think...
I don't know why, but that's what struck.
Like, okay. Oh, no, I hit myself with something as thick as a comic book.
It gave me a paper cut, though. That's kind of inconvenient.
Maybe I'll do that instead, yeah. Ooh. Oh.
That stings. That hurts.
Oh.
It doesn't hurt as much as Superman 4, but...
This must have been what it must have felt like to be British in 1776 or something. Ow, really...
This is inconvenient.
Really, yeah.
Okay, so...
By the way, I hope you enjoy my devotion to a joke. I'm actually hitting myself in the head with a comic.
I hit myself my head against my own computer desk for the sake of a joke once.
So,
we're dedicated.
What were we talking about again? We were talking about the shootings in Aurora.
Oh, well, we were talking about Rises more, but let's talk about some of the things that kind of the reactions to it.
Which is unfortunately, I don't know if you've noticed this, Duke, but whenever there's a shooting, it's basically the same story over and over again. We have, you know, two sides of the political spectrum just, you know, explode with their, you know, what, you know, they always feel like. And, you know, the gun lobby, you know, explode, you know, maybe I shouldn't say explodes, but reacts.
That'd be a little too on the nose, don't you think?
Yeah, always overreacts like, hey, you know, guns are not bad. You can use them for pillows, too, and... You can feed fish with them. They don't always have to shoot people.
I have my fish food loaded gun ready.
That's right. They're a convenient way of throwing rice at weddings. Everybody focuses on the bad things about guns.
You can marshmallow shooters are awesome. What are you talking about?
And then of course, yeah. I mean, and I don't know. It just never feels like nothing ever happens. I mean, we all get mad at each other, and then it kind of goes away, and then somebody else goes berserk at some point. I love the fact that sometimes we blame the thing that they attacked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in this case, theater showing Batman. But there's school shootings, and what did they listen to?
Their type of shoes must be the thing that influences them. We need to ban that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I find myself disheartened. By a lot of the public reactions. But, I also find myself fairly inspired, I guess, when all this bullshit goes on, there are people who react accordingly.
And, there are people who react beautifully in some cases.
Yeah, first responders, always, like, putting themselves on the line and people saving people, even in this case, people like jumping in the way of gunfire to save people they cared about.
Yeah, the three boyfriends who tried to protect their group. If I could, I would give those people a handshake.
Yeah, and Christian Bale, of course, showing up to see people.
I will say this: I was having a crap day that day because the continuous talk of the shootings and the. And the bastard who caused them, and also earlier that week in my local town, a horrible, horrible hate crime occurred over a woman who was openly a lesbian.
Oh, that happened in your area?
That happened very close, dude. Apparently, like a few miles away from my house.
That's terrible. I heard
about
that.
But I was down.
It happened there. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's safe to say I was depressed. I'm just like, I'm just going to go home, do what I have to, and just sleep, man. And then I saw that picture of Christian Bale. My heart grew 5 times that day. I was smiling. I was back to the happy-go-lucky Duke I usually am. And, then other things happened. Like Warner Brothers made a donation to the relief, and Hans Zimmer, he composed a piece of music, and he, and you can buy it, all the money goes to that too. Again, just beautiful things did happen. And we have two other actual news articles to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The first being, and I'm gonna mention something kind of unfortunate about this in the end, DC, they held off. Let me rephrase that. Tried to hold off Batman Inc. number 3 from coming out because it just so happens that a really horrific scene involving, a lot of gun shootings in it was a big part of it. It was very gruesome. And I mentioned tried because I was at my local comic shop Saturday and they had it there. They didn't get the memo. Because the thing is, in some cases, comic shops get those a little early. And they made, the announcement they were pulling it, a few days before. A lot of shops didn't get the message. Or didn't check the news to not put it on the shelf. So, unfortunately, it ended up getting sold. Some people were selling it on eBay, and it went for $30 because, again, it wasn't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a few stores didn't get the memo. The guy who runs my shop, he has a giant busy life, so he doesn't pay attention to news like I have to for this show. He has a lot more, actual things to do. So he didn't know through that either, and they didn't get him a call. So once someone told him, he was like, he didn't take it down because then you'd piss off someone because a few people are like, can you put this in my pull list and all that. So he didn't want to be a jerk.
Yeah.
I will admit, the effort they tried to they tried on it. I'm glad they were like, we should try. It didn't work, but hey, many other human beings live in the world, and some people just don't get a message. That's fine. I understand that. If your comic shop hasn't gotten it yet, don't worry. You're just going to have to wait a few more weeks, and then wait, you know, until Morrison finally leaves the book, and then you'll have one less thing to look forward to from DC. We're all slowly having less things to look forward to from DC. Manos is just completely, until Sandman comes out.
Yeah, no kidding. Is Batman Incorporated going to stick around after Morrison?
I don't know. We don't have it on the list, but he's also leaving Action.
Here's the thing. Well, they're keeping Action, obviously, but my prediction is after Morrison leaves, it's done.
Yeah.
They'll maybe drag it out with a few more issues, but I think without Morrison, I think that book's going to get dropped.
Definitely. I thought Batman and Robin, after Morrison left that, was the same thing was going to happen. Then it was not Morrison caliber, but it was decent Batman comics, at least what I read of it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the same. This is so much Morrison's book, though.
Like, yeah.
Every ounce of this is... No one's going to... Even if they do, no one's going to remember those other issues. They're just going to remember, Morrison was the shit on it!
Yeah, there's no mistaking Morrison.
Even though, again, I didn't care... Like, I really lost interest in Action after they started doing that Legion stuff.
Oh, yeah, as soon as... I was completely gone after they started doing that crap. It's like, you know...
Stay focused a little while and I'd be fine, but...
Don't show us this cool back-to-basics version of Superman, and then go to the stupid 50s.
Like, ease us in a little, please.
Yeah, yes.
I would have been fine if they, like, maybe had a whole arc, like, of that.
Yeah.
Have this weird mid-break, and then they did that weird issue where it's basically Obama is Superman from a parallel Earth and all that. And, like, I knew that existed beforehand. Morrison had that in Final Crisis. And I'm just like, really? You're doing this? Okay. That seems random. Whatever happened to that multiversity thing? That's probably dead in the water.
Who knows?
Because I think he's done with... He's going, like, to do his own thing over Image and all that stuff.
Well, he's been doing the same thing for a while. I mean, he's been doing superheroes for quite a bit.
Yeah, when did he start Batman? 06?
Something like that. Yeah, he's had a huge run in superheroes. Well, I mean, he basically has owned superheroes in DC since, like, you know, he took over Justice League back in the 90s. And, you know, he's taken some breaks from it, but, you know, then he went to, like, X-Men, and, you know, then he came back to DC and, you know, took over Batman. So, you know, I'm not surprised if he's kind of feeling like maybe he's done for a bit.
I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, he probably wants to get back to some other stuff. Like, you know, stuff like Invisibles or not maybe Invisibles specifically. Maybe he's like, you know, has something new in mind that he's been kind of digging to do.
Like a new kind of drug. Maybe he was just like, I haven't been taking as much drugs lately. I need to find time.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with me?
Like, sad thing is, I can imagine him saying that.
I found myself at IHOP in the afternoon.
Okay, the recording's kind of coming up to its limit, so we're going to switch over.
Okay.
Now the next story, this is like the last thing we have on the list that's related to the shooting. Beware of the Batman cartoon's still going to happen, but they're going to tone it down.
Yeah.
What I heard is they're going to like make the guns look less like actual guns and probably shoot lasers.
Yeah, they're going to give them G.I. Joe guns.
Yeah.
Which have clips, but still fire laser beams.
What, you never heard of laser bullets, Manos? Come on, get with the program.
Well, in the 80s, we had laser bullets.
Totally. They're just kind of, let's see, in order to remove a scene which features a shooting in a, oh, oh, there was a, oh, wait, that's what happened to the, yeah, oh, that's right, the Dark Knight had to remove some, has to actually edit out a scene too. I'm trying to read this article again. I read it yesterday in my cheese memory. Oh, there was a scene that featured a shooting in a movie theater that they had set for the show.
Oops.
Yeah, so they're removing that.
This is another thing that happens when we get shootings. Like, I mean, everybody remembers, the Buffy incident. Like after, I think it was Columbine, where
they pushed back as a kid.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, after, I don't know if you remember this, but like after the Columbine shooting, they held off on showing the Buffy season finale, which is the one, you know, the graduation episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what kind of connection that, you know, a giant snake and vampires attacking a high school has to do with school shooting.
Guns and giant snake monsters are basically the same.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's the connection they made.
If you're afraid of guns, you're afraid of giant snakes. It's only plausible.
Yeah. So here we go. You know, beware the Batman's kind of going to be, you know, victimized in this way. Although, to be honest, I don't know. I mean, Alfred shooting guns, I was never the biggest fan of that idea anyway, so.
Earth One kind of made it cool, but only because they made him look like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, well, whatever. But,
Which is still kind of weird, but I can't help but smile at that.
Yeah.
Why make him look like that's the second most random idea Gary Frank ever had. The most random is in Superman Secret Origin,
yeah,
he made Metallo look like Kevin Bacon. Just that's because.
That's not continuity anymore anyway, so don't worry.
I know, but I'm just like, why the fuck does he look like Kevin Bacon? I'm thrown off here. And again, he's really good with faces, so I'm like, why am I complaining? They're gonna like edit the gun use too, and
mm-hmm.
I'm still gonna check that show out when it comes out just to see.
Oh, me too. I mean, I'm
give it a few episodes because I've learned cartoons you need to give a couple episodes.
Yeah, I'm fascinated with the show. I've been kind of wanting to see a superhero show again.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever try Young Justice?
I did. I watched the first few episodes and I hated it.
I watch it from time to time. It's
and hard, it, yes, everybody keeps saying, "Oh, it got better. Oh, it got better." But you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like I don't feel like going back.
Yeah, I'm just like, I could be doing something better right now, but you know what? I'll just see where this goes. I have nothing better to do. Like, it's not a show. Like, if it's on and I like can't find anything else to watch, I'll just stay and watch it. I won't shut off my TV and actually, you know, do something.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting the Avengers box sets actually because I never seem to have time to watch the show. Because I keep hearing that how good that is, and yeah. I've seen a couple episodes, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, same here. What else? Oh, I finally caught up with the first half of the first season of Green Lantern. Love it. I love it.
Well, yeah, Bruce Timm is behind that, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, it's not canon with the other Bruce Timm stuff.
Oh, that's a little disappointing.
I know. I'm like, that'd be kind of cool if you did that, but whatever. It's still pretty good. And the next half of the season's coming up in a few months, and they're bringing in Guy Gardner.
Yay! The best Green Lantern ever!
I have a question.
Yes.
What did you think of Batman from Brave and the Bold? Like, the voice actor.
Oh, the voice actor? Which one? Like the Terry McGinnis character?
No. From the show Brave and the Bold. That Batman.
I guess that guy or Gardner was okay. Oh, you talking about that Batman?
He's playing Gardner. The guy who voiced him from the Drew Carey show.
Oh, sure. I like that actor. Sure.
Yes, I do. I just wanted to know. Because I know you... Because I think we talked about the Brave and the Bold one time. You said you didn't dislike it. It just wasn't your thing entirely.
Exactly, it's not my thing. I don't like goofy Batman. I appreciate goofy Batman. I know it's part of the history, and I understand it, and it's fine. It's just not my thing. And I don't know. I just took a pass on it after a few episodes.
Did you ever see the one where he goes after Joe Chill?
Yeah, and they added that whole stupid supernatural thing to it. It's like,
I like that angle.
I didn't.
Could be dumb. It could have been dumber. Like, Batman pushed it.
It was too serious, so they had to super friends it somehow.
Yeah, it's comics. What are you going to do?
I don't know. It's just, when you grow up with super friends, it's like, it's very easy to
slip back into that.
Like, oh, fuck, this is just like Super Friends. Except with better animation.
And still somewhat better written in some cases. There's some episodes I won't recommend, but there's a few I'd show to someone in a heartbeat. I think that's the best one they did from the Joe Chill one.
Yeah. And, I was completely understanding, like, well, the Batman films from Nolan are really dark, so
it's good to counteract that.
Yeah, it does kind of balance. So it's like, yeah, okay, we'll have this, you know, kindergarten version of Batman for a while, and that has some kind of retarded 50s stuff in it, so.
Hey, that's worth sharing with the kids. They need to know their history. Yeah. Not everything can be awesome, damn it. It has to be silly sometimes. So let's move on to our next story.
Sure.
You and me, of course, saw the teaser to Man of Steel when we saw Dark Knight. All I have to say is, I really want to watch Deadliest Catch, don't you?
I was thinking about that.
I've been sitting on that joke since I saw the teaser. Because I'm just like, why the fuck is Discovery putting ads in this? And then I saw, this is, because once I saw Snyder's name show up, I'm like, wait, this is Superman?
Zack Snyder's Deadliest Catch.
That'd be great for him. All the waves coming at you in slow motion, that'd be perfect.
This is tuna!
Anyway. Oh, I'm so proud of that joke. I don't care. Everyone else has made that assumption, including you. But, aside from the weird Deadliest Catch mood, I'm mixed on this.
Well, I'm still excited for the film.
I'm excited for the film because we get to see another Superman film, but this didn't, like, get me more excited.
Yeah, it is kind of a bland trailer. I mean, I remember
Vague DC trailer!
I remember sitting there with Lindsay, and she leaned over to me and said, "Meh."
That was kind of me after that. I'm like, okay.
It was cool seeing Superman fly for a second.
And break, and like do a sonic boom. That was cool.
That was pretty awesome. I can't wait to see him hit people in this movie. That's going to be great.
Why couldn't we get a teaser trailer of that? Just him punching a wall for a minute and a half.
Yeah, punch a train. Punch a guy. I don't care. Just hit somebody.
He's going to punch a bunch of crabs on the Deadliest Catch boat. Just you wait. Oh my god, a giant crab!
Yeah.
I'll
take a giant crab.
That'd be great. It's narrated by Kevin Costner. There's
or the other guy. What's his name?
Oh wait, versions here. Kurt Russell did one, and then there's another one where they have Pa Kent voiceovering it.
No, it's not Kurt Russell. It's the guy from Gladiator. What's that guy actor's name?
You mean Kurt Russell?
No, not Kurt Russell.
I know, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe,
I screwed that up, too. I'm like, I'm just going to keep saying Kurt Russell to see how long I can do it.
Russell Crowe, okay.
I was in Gladiator. Yeah, but you were unfortunately also in Robin Hood, so shut up.
Hey, wait. Both his fathers are Robin Hoods.
My God. I didn't think of this. Fuck. That means, maybe that explains why he formed a friendship with Green Arrow in Smallville.
Yes, my two dads are merry men.
I know if I ever get a chance, and why I would ever run into it. Like, I'm not going to. But if I ever meet Todd Welling, I want him to say that. Both of my fathers were married men, because it would just be the funniest if he said that.
Yes, it would be. One had a terrible accent.
And the other was in Waterworld.
Yes.
And Dirt World. Hey. I mean Postman.
Oh, man.
I've seen, like, the first, like, fifth of the movie, which is the first 2 hours of Waterworld. So, yeah. I have nothing to say. It was like, the sets look cool.
There's this episode of Simpsons where Lisa decides to watch the commentary from Kevin Costner on The Postman, and she clicks it on, and all she hears is, "Oh my God, what was I thinking? I'm just walking! What, am I stupid? How could I have done this?"
Oh my God. Matt or Sweet need to make a movie like that.
Sure, let's do it.
Make a movie that involves main star doing something incredibly stupid and then make him yell about it on the commentary. That's a good reason to make a movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, can you breathe? I can breathe.
We've spent a lot of time on the Batman stuff. You ready to move on?
Let's move on to Thomas Jane. We have discussed in the past that Thomas Jane is made of five kinds of awesome.
He is.
He added a sixth kind of awesome. He wrote, directed his own Punisher fan film called Dirty Laundry, and it is awesome, in my opinion. What do you think?
I did like it, and you know I don't like the Punisher very much.
I don't too. I am not a big Punisher guy by any stretch.
And one of the things I like about Thomas Jane's Punisher was he really does do a good job humanizing the character, where I could see myself being on board with him, because he really does feel like a person, not some ultimate 80s killing machine like some people like him. And also, Ron Perlman is in it.
I didn't know he was in it.
I didn't know he was in it, too. And then he, like, wheels up and, like, holy fucking shit, that's fucking Ron Perlman. That's awesome.
No offense, Ron Perlman will do anything, but I'm happy this was one of those things. He was in Scorpion King 3 earlier this year.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
He's one of those actors who does not care in some cases. He's like, I love working.
Yeah, there are those actors with that work ethic. Oh, Baby Geniuses 3? Sure, I'll be there.
Yes, that'll be great. Oh, fuck. Never thought I'd have to mention that movie. Is it sad that I actually saw Baby Geniuses? Like, we had a DVD of it for some reason. And no. I'm just like, I'm bored. Let's see how terrible this is.
And you didn't play Shoot Ski with it? You just watched it?
I was going to use it as a coaster, but I was already using my copy of Invincible Iron Man for that. Which I, of course, sent to Captain Logan. But, yeah,
I hope he can watch it.
Yeah. If he can't, he'll thank me. back to the film. It's just really nice. Really moody. Kind of a build-up to him beating up all the bad guys. With a Jack Daniel.
Beating up or destroying them.
Potato, potato. And, I love that last thing he did where he, like, you know, poured the whiskey on the guy and then left the lighter there just to see if someone will do it. And, of course, someone does. I have one nitpick, though.
What's that?
There's a lot of CGI blood that looks incredibly CGI-y.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as ghastly when you know it's cartoon blood.
Yeah. I'm not, like, totally distracted by CG blood. But it looked very, like, they used so much of it that that's kind of it. Like, I know, this wasn't an expensive thing. Like, it was probably made on a modest budget and all that. And it works, fine, whatever. I'm going to see Expendables 2 in a month now. I'm probably going to see lots of it there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just there's something really unreal about CG blood when it spurts out. It's like, I mean, what's to stop, I don't know, rainbows and stars shooting out of their wounds?
All of a sudden, just like a kitten pops out. Because, you know, that's the thing you do when you have a very violent scene. You just put a picture of a cat over it.
How much would that fuck up a scene?
What are you talking about? That would make a scene better in my eyes. You know how great First Blood Part 2 would be if all of a sudden we... It'd be even better than the walkie-talkies and Raiders.
Yeah.
It'd be funnier than that. If you haven't seen it already, I really encourage you to see it. There's a link in the description.
It's only 10 minutes.
It's only 10 minutes. It's very, you know, well done. Fucking Ron Perlman! Give us a... He pep-talks the Punisher. That's how awesome Ron Perlman is. He's the guy the Punisher goes to. He's like, I need help, Ron Perlman. Well, it's either this or being another crappy Stephen King miniseries. Oh, wait, let me rephrase that. Most Stephen King miniseries.
Ba-dum-bum. Thank you!
Just saying, once you see the Langoliers, like I did stupidly... You don't need to watch anymore. And then you get stupid again and watch the Tommyknockers.
Yeah, oh yeah. Hey, did you ever see him and Hung?
No, but I want to now.
That show was really good.
Oh, your recommendation pushes it higher, because I've heard great things about it. I'll check it out sometime.
Yeah.
It got canceled, like, recently, didn't it? Or it got one more season?
I think they just did 2 seasons out of it.
Yeah, like it got canceled really early. I know that. Yeah, I'll check that out. Also, I need to find my copy of Scott Pilgrim because there's a cameo in that.
Oh yeah, he's fantastic.
It's one of the vegan boys. Okay. So let's see here. Let me just check our time.
Oh, are we doing? You need to switch over?
No, we're perfectly fine. I just want to make sure. Now we have a set of
vague Marvel Now teasers.
That now is going to ruin the beat, man.
Yeah, that completely screws it up.
I know. Damn it, Marvel. That's why they launched Marvel Now. They hated our theme song. we're just going to fight against it and not put Now in it. And mind you, we're recording this on a Wednesday. So, the next comic news, we're probably going to mention the other... I assume there's going to be 2 more announcements like this, because...
There will be. There were like 50 announcements, and we'll look like dumbasses for not mentioning it.
Yeah, no. Again, recorded on Wednesday. Calm down. But, yes, they announced at least 3 of the new titles that'll be the new number ones that we so need in November. First off, Kieran Gillen and Greg Land are invincible. There's a flaw in that. Greg Land never equals anything good.
Except for money shots.
Pretty much. Yeah, someone showed me like some Nightwing he did. That's great. Here's the thing. I'm convinced someone else did that. No good art could come from this man. No.
I actually do, all kidding aside, I actually do think he's a better artist than his reputation, actually.
He can be! It's just that he just needs to ditch the photo tracing thing.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be golden. Or stop referencing porn.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man,
I got a funny joke for you.
I love funny jokes.
Had a question. He's like, hey, we all know that Greg Land traces from porn, right? He's like, yeah. And then he's like, okay, I have a question. Has anyone called the FBI on him? And he's like, why? Because then he showed me this cover he did for like a Wolverine book with a baby. And it was like, someone needs to check his hard drive.
Well, not everything he draws is from porn.
Yeah, and my defense was, well, clearly... That's the aftermath of porn.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, take that. I'm like, you win this round. They're going to take over Iron Man. Yay, I guess.
Jason Aaron and Asad Ribic are taking over, something. Worthy?
They're taking over Thor.
Thor, oh, duh, yeah.
And then Mark Waid and Lanil Ewer doing Incredible Hulk.
Woo!
Yeah, I know. That one I'm excited.
Incredible Hulk!
He made Daredevil awesome. Now he's going to make the Hulk awesome. Yay. Because well,
it's hard not to make Daredevil. You have to, like, work at making Daredevil not awesome.
Oh, you mean like in Daredevil Reborn?
Yeah.
Or Daredevil that, Shadowland?
Yeah, that was some hard work.
Congrats.
I gotta tell you a thing about Shadowland. The premise and going into it, like the first couple of issues, I thought that was going to be a great storyline. And then the second we find out he was possessed, that was it. It completely took everything out. All the wind out of the sails on that story.
Yeah.
What's that?
Fooled you.
I know. It's like, damn. That was such a cool premise.
And then they just said, no, he's possessed by a ghost. M. Night Shyamalan visited our office and told us that, and we thought it'd be cool.
Quick, we must get the haunted collector.
No. We don't want to make it better.
All right. Well, you know, we got to get these demons out of this, mask right here. You know, I just take the... You know, sometimes demons, you know, embed themselves in, nightsticks.
You killed me, John Wilkes Booth. What are you doing here? I'm sorry. You have that embedded into my memory forever.
Because it's the funniest thing ever. For those of you who do not know what we're talking about the short-lived ghost show Ghost Lab, which featured two rather rotund redneck Texas brothers who...
the perfect people you want to chase ghost.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I want to be stuck in a van with two sweaty fat guys. they were looking for the ghost of John Wilkes Booth. And they dressed up a guy like Lincoln.
And then he yelled out, "You killed me, John Wilkes Booth!
Why did you kill me?" And,
I finally managed to find that clip. He didn't even try to do a voice, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, wow, that's creatively stupid.
He was like, "You killed me, John Wilkes Booth!" Like, it's no, you don't sound anything like I imagine Abe Lincoln sounds like. No, but yeah.
What made that funnier was they didn't just get that guy and have him walk around the suspected haunted place. They shot a video of him and then showed a hologram of him in that place. I mean, to make it even goofier.
Damn straight.
And he was spinning around like it's a Nine Inch Nails video or something.
Because when I think Abe Lincoln and Nine Inch Nails, I think the perfect match. I want them to somehow bring that back. Ghost Lab is a comic book finding the ghost of John Wilkes Booth. Screw all these new Marvel books. That's going to be the greatest comic of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mark Waid and Francis Yu. Francis Yu, wow, that's pretty cool.
Be happy now because he's only going to do like three issues.
Yeah, I know. Francis Yu just does three and done. So it'll be cool for those three. I'm very interested to see what Mark Waid does with it because right now he's in the Jason Aaron period where he's they're doing the Stay Angry story.
And that's ending, of course, and they're just shaking everything up. Ooh.
Yeah.
Marvel, we're doing things. Ooh.
Well, I got an answer to Hulk's problem. Just, you know, listen to talk radio. You know, all the time.
That, I don't know. I've seen more people who are angrier from listening to talk radio.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
I know, but I love being the joke killer once in a while.
Joke killer! Boobity-boo! That's the theme song.
It's been forever since we brought that in. Why not now? Right. Okay. I didn't even know this was happening.
Now it's not.
Yeah, Marvel is canceling another miniseries before it even fucking comes out.
Yes. Oh, man, Joe Kiedich was going to write that.
He does Glory, right?
Yeah, that guy's a terrific writer.
I'm getting, whenever they put like that first stuff in trade, I'm getting that.
Oh man, you'll totally like Glory.
I hope I will.
There was this huge battle sequence, and like, it's gory as shit, which is hilarious. And just when you think, like, during the battle, like, they can't come up with any more creatively violent ways to destroy people and monsters, here comes some more sequences. Like, there's this one scene where Glory's sister, like, punches this guy on the top of his head and just caves his whole face out.
Jesus!
I mean, it's so...
I'm ordering this on Amazon right now.
Yeah, it's like Wonder Woman as a 80s horror gore fest. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That better be like a quote and a trade image.
Yeah, the violence is so gory, it's almost funny. And actually, there are times where it is.
I like shit like that.
And there's a scene, actually, I follow the artist Ross Campbell on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he posted a link to a page he was working on. He said, "This is the greatest panel I've ever drawn." And I clicked on it, and it's a rough draft of the black and white panel he was in the middle of drawing. And it's a panel of Glory biting off someone's face.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she has half of this guy's face in her mouth, and she's ripping it off him, and he's like, going, "Ah!"
That kind of hurts, ow!
This is not very pleasant!
This is gonna suck when I have to get stitches.
What next? Am I gonna fall into a vat of lemon juice?
With a little bit of paper.
I know we're talking about Thanos not existing, but the Glory book is really amazing.
Yeah. But back to it. I read what it was going to be about. It was apparently just going to be like Thanos Year One, like how he came to be.
Oh, good.
I don't know if I would have been interested in that story up front, but there are some rumors going around, and this is just speculation. There's nothing really confirming it, but a lot of people are thinking they're probably going to save that closer to either Guardians of the Galaxy or Avengers 2.
That's what I'm thinking. I think somebody at Marvel thought, oh, whoa, wait, let's hold off.
Let's do the Thanos exploitation a little later, dude.
Yeah, because that's what Marvel does. You know, when a movie comes out, they really hit you hard with stuff that's kind of in those movies.
Yeah, like, because the general public who stayed after for that scene in Avengers, no one knew if that was important. The only way the people in my theater know was because I stupidly yelled out yes, like a shameful fanboy when I did it. Hold on, I gotta switch over. And we're back. The general public wouldn't know, because I'm still confused by this whole, well, if they see it, they're obviously going to go straight to the comic store. No, they're most likely not. The bookstore, maybe. And Barnes & Noble, like, reacts appropriately. We'll put random books that relate to the movie on a table.
Yeah, well, that's always good. And, you know, people do pick those books up.
Yes, even though Avengers was a weird selection.
Oh, yeah?
They had, like, Avengers Origin, which only features three of the characters in the movie. And then they had, Marvel did these, like, one-shots called Mythos.
Yeah.
Which explained origins of, like, random Avengers members. And the only one, and, like, they did a Luke Cage one, they did a Thor one, and Thor's the only one in the movie who got one of these, because they... After that, one issue was dedicated to Quicksilver and Scarlet, the Scarlet Witch.
Ooh, and
then there was another one for Wasp and Ant-Man, and then another one for the Vision. It's like, no, none of these are in the movie. What are you fucking doing? Like, up front, Marvel's like, to, you know, to obviously back piggyback off the fame of that movie that's coming, we're going to put characters who aren't even fucking referenced.
Mm-hmm.
No.
See, I remember when Dark Knight Rises came out, they were the Barnes & Noble I usually hang out with had a bunch of Batman stuff on a display, and one of them was the new Judd Winnick 52 Catwoman, which I thought was unfortunate.
Yeah, not really. If you liked Catwoman in that movie, I wouldn't really say go to. They should have put like they re-released the Brubaker, the first couple Brubaker stuff in there.
Brubaker one was great. The Darwin Cook one was great.
Aren't those two start the same? Or
that's pretty much the same series. Brubaker took over after Cook.
Cook did like this one shot thing where he wrote and drew it.
Yeah.
And then, like, he did the art for, like, four issues, I believe. I never read this series, but I just know this because I follow Darwin Cook all the time.
Yeah. Hold on. I may have, actually, that issue right next to me.
Did you use it to hit yourself in the head with?
No. That was, what was that? Oh, that was an Image comic called Hoax Hunters.
Did they find any hoax? Okay, no tangents.
Yeah, damn, I can't find it. I don't know. Maybe they did work on it together. I suddenly can't remember.
Yeah, they should have put that out. My Barnes & Noble had like two copies of that, but it wasn't on the table either. They didn't put awesome. Catwoman on my table.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. Hey, Lindsay, we're still recording.
Isn't this thrilling, everyone listening at home? Something happened. I've been doing hand puppets for the audience, man.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can see. You can do that. Lindsay in the next room just so happens to be reading that trade paperback.
Ooh.
And yeah, you're right. They did work on it together, actually.
Yes. That's another thing I need to get. I got the first Starman omnibus last week.
Oh, yeah?
I've read like those issues in the old trades before, but I sold them.
Yeah.
And I'm getting them because they're putting the omnibuses in soft cover now, so I'm just gonna get all that and read it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But this
trade cover's really this trade paperback's really good because it doesn't just have the first storyline in that ongoing series. It also has the Slam Bradley lead up and Selena's big score as well.
That was the like the OGN one shot I was talking about.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
I need it. Get that. If you liked Catwoman from the movie, get that.
Yeah.
Because that's like the only thing that I know that's in print that. Like, I haven't even read, and I'm pretty sure it's fucking good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I do also like Jeff Loeb's Win in Rome. I know Jeff Loeb, yeah, but I mean...
Well, that was before he went back to Marvel and went fucking insane.
Yeah. I do. Jeff Loeb is one of those guys, like, it's like, man, I don't know what to expect. Something really crazy and stupid, or something amazing and awesome. It's so weird. I cannot predict when I pick up a Jeff Loeb book if I'm going to really, you know, love it or hate it. Which I guess makes it exciting when I pick up his work.
More and more lately, it's like it makes it really exciting when it's good, but I haven't heard anything good from him in years.
Yeah, don't you hate those predictable writers like Mark Waid?
Yeah.
You know it's going to be good.
That's just boring. I want to see a terrible writer once in a blue moon deliver something decent. God!
I don't know, it's just... Because, like, some of his stuff, oh, man, it's just like, you know, a long Halloween. And I like the Marvel Color series. You know, Daredevil Yellow and Spider-Man Blue.
I hear people who praise them. I keep getting people who either tell me, oh, Hulk Gray was good, or people telling me it was diarrhea in paper form.
Yeah, well, I mean, my two favorites were the Daredevil and Spider-Man ones.
I'm going to at least get those two, because there's more positive-sounding things on that.
Yeah, those are really good.
Whatever fucking happened to Captain America White? Like, they released the Zero issue of that, like, in 08.
Oh, yeah, that still hasn't come out, has it?
No, and Loeb's like, oh, we have another one planned after that. Okay, my great-grandchildren will hopefully read it.
To their children.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you're going to be a head in the jar by the time you finally get done.
But if we
master that technology, why does he have to be the guy we tested on?
Yeah. But yeah, I do recommend. I actually have those in single issues when came out. I don't have the trade versions of those.
That could be better. okay, so we got three more stories. Let's get to them. Mike Rowe to play Deadshot in Arrow. I can't believe they got the Dirty Jobs guy for... Oh, wait, never mind. I misread that. Yeah, some guy I've never heard of is going to be in this show that I'm kind of...
Indifferent towards.
Yeah, very indifferent towards. I'm going to check it out.
No, wait. Is he going to be called Deadshot or is he going to be called Shot?
Deathstroke's going to be in it too, so if your main bad guy's going to be called Stroke,
maybe that's not such a good idea.
The terrible internet things that'll occur from this. No one's going to survive.
He breaks into his headquarters and goes, "All right, Stroke, I'm going to stop." Oh my god, stop that! It's disgusting!
Why are you on your head?
Oh, those are pictures of Sophie Tucker!
I can't breathe. That's better than the Lou Gehrig's disease joke. I got a win hit. That's great. You win tonight. You are my hero. I thought I kind of came close with my Deadliest Catch joke. Nope. I'm out of the game for sure. Yeah. There's a picture of him. He looks like a vacant, expressionless CW actor.
Oh yeah.
For sure. Doesn't even say he was in anything. Like, you know how when they mention an actor, they'll mention something. Like the person, Lady Deathstroke from X2. Her name's mentioned in this article, and it's mentioned she's in a movie. This guy's got fucking nothing.
How does the CW find actors that look like this?
I mean,
constantly, their actors and actresses all look attractive, but they're not interesting at the same time. How do you do that?
A lot of them are from Canada.
I don't know.
This guy's Canadian from the look. Yeah, it says he's a Canadian actor. I don't know. Like, I remember when we were first starting to talk about this show, and we had that picture with the caption saying, "I'm deep." Like, him giving a similar facial expression. Yeah.
Don't surprise!
I know what that means, and that is a perfect expression. This guy doesn't even look surprised. He just looks dull.
Yep.
And I've never seen him. For all we know, he could be a good actor. Who knows?
Yeah.
Sometimes they get good actors in these shows.
Yeah, but admittedly, it's a little unfair to like judge a picture of a guy.
I know,
but it's something to make fun of. So
it's an emotionless headshot, man. Staring into my soul.
Well, I can't wait for Shot to join the
this. Anytime they introduce like a DC character, I'm just going to just do that from now on.
Oh yeah, Canary and
I want Blue Devil to show up.
Yeah, and Devil. They'll just call him Devil.
Yeah, that'll be... No, this would be stupid. They'll call him Blue.
I guess.
Blue, come here! I've never heard anyone say Blue without saying, "But first, hold my beer!" sounds like an old buddy of my dad's who used to work with him in trucking.
Yeah?
Or we can go with the old-fashioned, old-school reference. "You're my boy, Blue!"
"Or my dog, Blue. Come here, Blue.
Come here, boy. Here's your kibble and bits."
Come on, catch that duck I shot.
Okay. Meadows, take this next one.
All right. Well, hey, here's a TV show based on a comic I want to see, but I don't know if it's going to happen. They're talking about reshooting the Powers pilot.
They're completely recasting it.
Oh, well. That's too bad. We're not going to get Luke.
Well, actually, though, it says some of them might return.
Okay.
If they can't get him, they're probably going to have to resort.
Patrick is gone. I can guarantee you that. He ain't coming back.
Is the T-Mobile girl still... Is there a chance for her, or is she too busy riding her motorcycle?
I think she can probably do it, yeah. Let's see. Oh, does that mean we won't see Jason Patrick and Lucy Punch as Christian Walker and Dina Pilgrim?
I think Lucy Punch left... Yeah, Lucy Punch left that before they said the pilot was rejected.
They couldn't even keep Lucy Punch.
Like, I think she left before they even filmed the first pilot.
Damn. Hey, they can't get Katie Sackhoff now because she's on that Lawn Mirror show or whatever that's called.
I have a meaning to catch up on that.
Yeah, she's on that show.
It's good. I've seen the first couple episodes.
Oh, good, good, good. I haven't seen it, but I keep thinking, well, damn, now she can't be on Powers. She's on this show.
I'm going to have a feeling like that in our next story.
Okay.
But you're the big Powers guy, so...
Yeah, I'm huge.
I know you're really... I want to see this. You keep making me more enthusiastic to wish this is happening.
Yeah?
And I need to check out... Like, I need to pick up a trade of some sort someday.
Yeah, I do... Let's see, there are times where I thought the series got a little repetitive... But
some people are saying it's repetitive right now.
Yeah. But all in all, like, there's some great story arcs, and I love the characters. Even in, like, the more okay storylines, I still love the characters.
That's good.
I think they're talking about spinning it off with Dina Pilgrim, who is actually my favorite character in the series, where she's become a federal agent. So I guess that's going to take her all over the world or something, or at least...
Well, they're doing that Powers FBI thing, remember?
Yeah, that's going to be her.
Walker's not going to be in it?
I don't know. Probably
he's on
not.
That cover, he was on the cover.
We'll most likely see him in the book.
He's just waving. Hi, I'm leaving now.
I just wanted to say hello. Hope you're enjoying the comic.
A cameo. Because apparently that's how he sounds.
That's right.
I'm Walker.
Hello!
There's one thing I won't mention. Can they please? I don't even read the book, and this is just stupid. Can they quit with the all new format on the book, even though they relaunched it like a year and a half ago?
Well, the comic comes out every 6 months to 8 months. So
that's why.
Yeah, every issue is all new.
Yeah, but now let's just stop.
Well, Bendis is trying to get back to it because he was highly involved with the pilot, and then unfortunately, he was highly involved with the pilot of Powers, and of course, he's practically running Marvel with all the books.
He has a big role in Ultimate Spidey, apparently.
Yeah, he's Ultimate Spidey. So, unfortunately, Powers the comic had to kind of suffer.
And that happens.
It does. Yeah, it sucks. But you know, hopefully, maybe we'll start seeing more regular issues. I've been kind of digging the God storyline that's been going on. And I realized I haven't read it in years, and I realized, man, I kind of miss this book.
You may have an idea for the old 52.
Maybe.
Do one of the first issues.
Yeah, I know. See, that was one of the complicated things. Like, oh... Can I do Powers? Because I was like, let me see. Do I have Powers on the list? I actually have the list all written, by the way.
Oh, there's actually like a list?
Yeah, some people are like, oh, you should do this one. You should do this one. I wrote it.
The list okay. I didn't know this.
Yeah. I have all 52 choices on here.
And then, of course, since DC broke their rule and launched other new books, you're probably going to do more anyway.
But let's see. Yeah, this week I'm talking about Chase, number one.
I need to see the review of that. I saw the video.
Yeah. I really liked that comic, and I thought that had a lot of potential.
I'm still kind of half tempted, because they collected all of it in a bunch of, like, side stories. They did it in a bunch of secret files.
Yeah, yeah.
All that's in one big trade. I'm thinking of getting that.
Well, the ongoing only ran 10 issues.
Yeah, I know. It's the Firefly of trades.
Yeah, no kidding. So it was really cool to see, like, you know, a nice trade paperback come out recently. I know it had a lot to do with the fact that Williams is doing Batwoman now, and he's made Chase a character in it, but it's like, wow, that's cool. It's nice to see that book get some love.
Mm-hmm. Now, if only that Justice Society book.
Oh, man. Oh, the 90s one, the Mike Priebeck one?
Yeah, I found an issue of that.
I loved that series.
I'm probably going to hunt the back issues of that, because that one just, I don't see ever coming back in a trade. Well,
good luck, because I've been searching, because I have a couple of holes in that, my collection of that, and it's like, damn, can't find these things anywhere.
You know what, I'll help you out, because my comic shop has a few of them.
Oh,
I'll
yeah?
see which ones they have, and then tell you about it, and then see if we can work something out.
Well, I'll dig through my issues and see which ones I'm missing.
Okay, and again, this could easily be a crapshoot, and you'll get anything, but I'm willing to help you out.
I'll check. I was meaning to ask Logan, because, you know, he has that whole Comic Vault thing.
He has so many things there.
Yes, he does. He has everything. I have nothing.
His comic collection is the Warehouse 13 of comic collections.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I'm so glad that show's back.
Yay! Hey, let's finish up with...
Oh, yeah, we have one more story. Manos, can you indulge me?
Yes, go ahead.
Christopher Eccleston is awesome. And he's going to be in Thor 2. And related news, I am in the greatest state of happiness I've ever been in, and I have now bought 5 tickets. I did not know this. I went on, like, a chat thing I have, like, on Skype with a bunch of buddies, and they're like, hey, I just got back from work, and I tell me if anything happened, and then they all, like, did, like, long dots to simulate a pause, and then said, Chris Eccleston's going to be in Thor 2. And then I played that clip where he's like, everybody lives in my head. I am happy. Chris Eccleston is awesome. However, I have realized something.
What's that?
Well, you've realized Katie Sackhoff can't be in Powers.
Yeah?
And to be fair, about, I don't know, 5 seconds after I saw him turn into David Tennant, I realized he wasn't going to be in the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
Now that, like, the final nail after, like, the first 100, that nail's in the coffin, and that's probably not going to fucking happen now.
Would it make you feel better, like, in the middle of a scene of Thor 2, he stops, slowly turns to the camera, and says, hi, Dustin, how you doing? And then goes back to the scene.
I would probably have an orgasm. Well, to be fair, if he just, like, stares at anything, he'll cause it to orgasm.
Yeah, he'll just turn around and go, hello, Dustin, I hope you're enjoying the film. Now, Thor!
Now, Thor, come here! We haven't even mentioned who he's going to be. He's going to be Malachi the Accursed. I don't know the character, but he's now my favorite character. No, I love Christopher Eccleston. Yeah, it kind of rips my heart that he's probably never going to come back to the role. But to be fair, after the death threats, after they announced he was leaving, that many fans sent to the BBC, and all the hell he was given about leaving, he has all the rights in the world not to fucking come back.
Mm.
But yeah, I have something to look forward to in a movie. Isn't that good?
That's great. I'm happy.
I am very happy. And someone also made me realize that because the Seventh Doctor is in The Hobbit and they now made it 3 parts, he's probably busier than high hell, too.
Man, it's a good time to be a former doctor.
Yeah.
All those guys are getting work.
Even though David Tennant was still robbed with Fright Night. That movie should have been bigger, damn it.
Hey, it's the stupid public's fault.
Yeah. Like, Colin Farrell couldn't even sell that movie? Fuck!
Well, I mean, Colin Farrell
what do you think of that Total Recall remake?
It exists.
That's accurate.
I don't know. I don't hate it. The trailer looks fun.
Yeah, it looks
but cool. It looks just like the other Total Recall. I mean,
only like even take it even more serious, and it seems like they're just gonna like drain some of the because there's a good amount of cheese in the original.
Yeah, and I don't know. I expect we'll probably see more Kate Beckinsale than we did of that character played by Sharon Stone in the other version. Because Sharon Stone kind of disappears halfway through the film.
Yeah.
I imagine we'll probably see, in this version, maybe she'll probably be one of the main villains. We'll probably see a lot more of her.
And plus, no matter what, Michael Ironside's going to be in this because Michael Ironside has to be in everything.
That's right.
He's going to be an extra, but damn, he's going to be in it.
He's in my great niece's birthday party video.
Yeah. He performs bar mitzvah. She just shows up and acts intimidating.
Happy fourth birthday, Maria.
I'm Darkseid.
And he like gets some balloons. Here's a puppy.
I want that to happen at my birthday. Tell me that would not make your day if he just showed up at your birthday. Hi, Manos.
That's right.
That would be the greatest day of my life.
Making balloon animals for people. Telling us hilarious stories about Highlander 2.
Oh, you mean synopsizing the movie?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the long, probably bloated comic news. We were gone, and you people deserved it.
Yeah, this was an extra long episode known as Comic News Rises.
We rose, and then I actually got sick last week, too. I had a cold.
Yeah.
We rose, and then decided I don't feel like doing shit for a day or two. And, yeah, but, yeah, so far the news is, like, this is 2.5 weeks of news, and I probably missed something.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. But, hey, we're unprofessional.
Yeah, and if
what do you want?
If you desperately want me to mention it, I'll put it in the next one.
If you want to watch a comic news show made by professionals, you should.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, because we're really pulling this show out of our asses.
Yeah, that's more and more why we have the links in the description, just in case you want to actually know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, we apologize to you.
Yeah, we're bad people.
hey,
we have one thing, though. Manos,
let's do some plugs.
You need to plug a few things.
Okay, first off, I'm going to plug my own comic book, Red Knight. It's the comic I self-publish, and I've worked very hard on it. I love it. It's about a young superhero trying to make it into the world of superheroing, and superheroes don't want him. It takes place in my own hometown in Norfolk, and it's a lot of fun. You can buy all 4 issues that are out so far at the Etsy.com shop, the Manos Publishing at Etsy, at the bottom of this video in the information. You can click on it and easily order it. I'll even sign a copy for you. And I'm going to throw a different plug this way. My girlfriend, Lindsay, has her own plush doll making business that she has also in Etsy. And she does amazing work. She's the one who made the Tom Servo plush that's in all my videos.
And that awesomely scary beast plush.
That's right. That was a 6-foot tall beast.
I love how you're just like, there's something different. Oh, Tom Servo's in the wrong spot.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, she made that, by the way. And she wants to do a little kind of tour of conventions, of horror conventions and crafting shows, but that takes some money. So she started an Indiegogo fundraiser last night, and she needs to raise, I think, $2,500. That's her goal. But, you know, any donation would be great, and there's groups. For anybody who donates, you can check out the site, and, you know, please check it out.
I'll be donating.
Awesome. Thank
you. As soon as I get my paycheck, I will donate something.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to.
I wanted to do the same thing back when you tried to do one for Red Knight, but I didn't get my paycheck.
That's okay.
Like, what do you mean I didn't get my paycheck? Oh, we're ironing things out. This sucks.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to do another fundraising for Red Knight, maybe next year, and I'm going to do it on Indiegogo.
Okay. This is technically our second, like, kickstart our art thing.
Yeah, so we're that's using right. Indiegogo. Next week we'll do somebody else.
And again, if you want to help out and find a comic-related either Indiegogo or Kickstarter, or there's probably like another rip-off website like it, send it to me. Send it to me on my YouTube in my messengers. I'll that way I can get it. You can send it to Manos and he'll send it to me, but it's just easier to do it for me.
Yeah,
I'm important.
This show.
Yes, I really do. I really hope you people can do that. And you can check us both out on Twitter and Tumblr, where we make jokes, talk about current events, and I don't know, maybe sometimes mention what we think on things.
Yeah, and we post our own videos too. So
yeah, so I'm trying to work on a little something. It's of course going to be a Doctor Who related thing, but I caught inspiration. I caught inspiration. I'm like, I'm gonna do one of those 3-in-1 things I did again, like before.
Okay, good.
Because I found like 3 quick ones I could do in that. And podcast, Podomatic, you'll see this. I will do it until I start crying blood, and I'll have the help of Michael Ironside making balloon animals to encourage me, because that encourages me to do everything. I can't move on with life. Here you go, Duke. Thanks, Michael Ironside! He just stands there and looks really pissed. But has a tiny little crack of a smile. So yes, check out the links below for all the stuff we mentioned. Thank you for waiting so long. We do appreciate it. Let's see, anything else? Oh, Dark Knight Rises didn't suck. Leave us all alone now. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Are we done on that? Can we let that go?
Yeah, I think we're done. I mean, I liked it. It's good.
Yeah, I'm going to let it sit. I'll probably get the DVD and then just let it fade away in the hollows of time. Yeah, we're not bringing it up anymore, okay? We're done. Manos, do you agree we're done with that?
I agree. I'm going to buy the DVD when it comes out. I'm going to put it right on my box set collection, you know, next to Never Ending Story and Mommy Dearest. Will be right there.
It's going in the high caliber shelf, people.
Yes, yes.
Only the best movies go there.
That's right.
So that's about it. So until next time, I'm Duke.
And I'm the real Manos.
Goodbye.